We're learning Masechtas Yevamim, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the order of the 15 Nashim in the Mishnah that Petra Sarah is saying. Why is Bitay first? We're learning from Achesisha, let Achesisha come first, Bechuli. And the Gemara says, Bitay came in the Asa Midrasha Chavivulei. Since Bitay comes from Midrasha, so it's Chav, we want the Bitay come first. So we said they all learn out from Midrasha, the Ptur Yibum, everything is learned out from Midrasha. So the Gemara says everything else, like Abi Yibum, they learn that from Midrasha. But the Issa Erva from all the other Arayis, I'm a first. But Bitay, the Issa Erva is Midrasha. It's a Drasha. And it brings down the Drasha that Rava said, that Ravitzu Mavdimi said to him, that you learn it out from Heina Heina Zima Zima, like Abi the Issa, it's Heina Heina. Because really, by Bas Ishta, it says, Ervas Isha Ubita Le Sigale. As bas menav as bas bita lesika chagale sevasa. So the gami bas ishtai it says the daughter and the granddaughter. But ishtai Rashi says ishus is only when he's married to her. If he was just boil her and he's not married to her, she's not ishtai. So it's not ervis isha ubita. Isha means like the ishus. So it only be bas ishtai that he's married to. So if it's his daughter, which he's not married to the wife, bita manu sasai. So there's a pasuk, Erviz bas bincha lizigal evaskeh evaskehena. Doesn't mention anything about your wife. So it means if it's your daughter, even if it's not your wife's daughter, bita menesasai. But there it only says bas bincha evas bitcha. It doesn't say bitcha. It's only a granddaughter. How do you know a daughter? So here it says ke evaskehena. And there it says shaira hena. By Erviz ishu ubita lizigal es bas menavis bas bita. Just like by the ishu ubita, which is Bas Ishtai, when you are married to the mother. Bitai is the same as Bas Bitai. So too by the Heina of Bitai Minasasa, when you're not married to the mother, we say, even though the Pasuk only says Bas Bincha, but we learn out Hu Adin Bitcha. That's the Gemara. Now there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, which has the Machlekes Abayin Rav in Sanhedrin. The Gemara wanted to know that Bitai Minasasa Minayin. How do you know Bitai? It only says Bas Bincha, Bas Bitcha. How do you know Bitai? Abayin says, Kal V'chemer. If you're chayiv for bas bitay for a granddaughter, so kol shekein a daughter, so mar sakasha v'chi ein shem min adin. Is a kol ein shem min adin? So even if we have a kal v'chaymer, you can't get a einish for that. So the Gemara says, gili milsa v'almahi. It's just a gili milsa v'alma. And Rashi explains that when we're dealing with Masha with achayse, that's where the Gemara brings ein shem min adin. If it says achayse basav v'basimai, so you have an achayse which is basav v'shloi basimai. You have a chayse which is basima shloim basaviv. So it's the kal v'chaymer. If you chayiv on a chayse which is half sister, only the father's daughter, but not the mother's daughter, and you also chayiv on a chayse which is a half sister, only the mother's daughter, not the father's daughter, so it's both. It's the kal v'chaymer. But then we say an ein shem min adin, because each one is a separate kurva. That's what Rashi says. Each one's a separate kurva. There's a kurva of basav shloim basima. There's a curve of Vasim Shlai Vasaviv. There's another curve of Vasav Vasimai. But Vasav Vasimai is not coming from Vasav Shlai Vasimai, Vasim Shlai Vasaviv. Vasav Vasimai comes by itself. So then you have it in the Vanishim and Adin. But Bas Bitai, how is Bas Bitai related? It's related through Bitai. So that's called Gilim Mitzvah Alma. If let's say you know someone's a closer relative, and you know a more distant relative is Chayef Sakal V'chayim, a closer relative, we could say an ancient and a did. But if the more distant relative is only related through the closer relative, Bas Bita is only coming through Bita. So that's a Gili Milsav Alma, it's not a Kal V'chaymer. That's Bechlal impossible that Bas Bita should be a Karev and not Bita, not only because Bita is a closer Karev, but the whole Bas Bita is only related through the Bita. If the Bita is not related, so Bas Bita is Bechlal not related. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. And then Rava says, this is where it says, that bita misasi minayin, and ba'i sakal v'chayimel, bas bita anash al bita l'kol shkein, and the Gemara says, the ka'in shem min adin, gilu musla ba'amu, and Rava said, am lefitzik b'avdim, yasa hin hin asa zima zima. So now you learn that it's a machlekes. In other words, according to Abaya, you wouldn't necessarily say that bita is asa midrasha. Bita is considered mefurish b'kra. It's a gilu musla ba'amu. When the Torah says a daughter is nichol in granddaughter, because the granddaughter is only coming nikayach the daughter. But Rava doesn't seem to hold that way. Rava needs a gzeirah shava. So Mela Rava holds, it wouldn't be a problem v'nei shem nedin. And this Gemara is going like Rava, sabitis asa midrasha, a gzeirah shava v'asa heina heina. Now the Rambam, in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Beis Lachamav, says the following. Habar lisha derech nus, v'hele menu bas, aysa bas ervelav mishem bitay. Even though it's not bas ishtay, it's bitay, bitay minisasa. V'af apish lanem b'ter eviz bitcha leisigali. It only says bas bitcha, bas bincha. V'achash ha'asa bas, bas, shasak min avas. V'isur min ha'ter, v'ena midi v'sefer. That's the lashon of the Rambam. It says bas abas, so it didn't have to say bas, shasak min abas. And the isur is min ha'ter, v'ena midi v'sefer. So the Rambam's going l'shitas. The Rambam holds that things that are numan from the yidgim u'midah sh'ter and the dreshes of him are called divrei sefer. Of course, they have the chaymer of the raisa, but they're called divrei sefer. They're not the same thing as mefurish b'kra. Hashitas Rambam, legabi the minion of the tayag, legabi maybe other things, but that's called divrei sefer. And the Rambam is saying l'chayr here that the din of bas is not divrei sefer. It's yisurim min ha'tera. Because it says Eves Bas Bincha, and it says Bas Abas, so Shasik Min Abas. So Mimela, it's like Mufurish B'Kra, that's the Chari Taich of the Rambam. The Ramach on the side asks, so what do you mean? Rava says, Einayin Shem Adin, he learns that from Xeri Shava. The Rambam's not like Rava. Not like Rava, not like the Gemara here, and Nav Gimel in Yevamis. And Kamach Reinim Hold Dein Echidami. The Rambam Paschal like Abaya, like Rav in the Yerushalmi. But I saw a shtickle from Ruchim Fishel Perlow, in his Biyah to the Sefer Mitzvah Sereb Sandi Gain, Mitzvah Slat Leisa Sey Tzad Neches, he brings around in Sefer HaMitzvahs, L'chayr Nub Shad in the Sugya a little bit. Because the Rambam first says exactly what he said in the Mishnah Torah, Shar Seh Kasim Yabash, Shom Abbas Abbas, V'kol Shkin Abbas. That's what he said. And then he brings down that Rambam said, Asya Heina Heina Asya Zima Zima. So L'chayr, he's saying the two together. He's saying the svara that since it says bas abas or kol shkein bas, and I guess it's not an anshim and a din because it's gilui most like abaya, and then it brings down the gzeri shava. It brings down the gemara that learns it from gzeri shava. And at the end of the shtickle, he says like this. He says v'lashin gemara krisus. V'lashin gemara masechtas krisus is like this. Al tehe gzeri shava kal beinecha shari bitei echad migufei atara v'loy lamda akasav al gzeri shava asa heina heina asa zima zima. So now you learn Xer Shava shouldn't be kal because Bita is such an important halacha, and it's learned from Xer Shava. But the Rambam writes, "V'havin amarin loylamda hakasov, v'loyama loylamdenuha." He said the pasuk doesn't learn it, not that we don't learn it. Kaleilu advarim kol mekabala me'ashliach alav hashalom, the all kabala from Eishu Rabbeinu, ve'im pirish mekubul, that the pirish of the pasuk, v'meshivanim sichus kibrein ne'agalo perek mishnayis. It sounds like he's saying like this. The Bita Echad Migufei Atayra means that it's not Divrei Seferim. It's not a Dov and it's Numen Miyud Gimel Midas. It's Echad Migufei Atayra. It's Mufurish B'Kra. Like he started off with. That once it says Bas Bita, it didn't have to say Bita. And that's why it says, this is what he's saying, Havein Mamaram Leilom da akasav not leilom du. What does he want? What sense if it says leilom da akasav or leilom lam du? Because leilom da akasav means that's taicha de pasuk. Taicha de pasuk is basbincha and kol shkein bitcha. So it's mufurish b'kra. Navas the gzeir shava tells you to read the pasuk that way. As though you wouldn't know how to read the pasuk that way. The gzeir shava tells you to read the pasuk that way. So I think he's saying Abai and Rav are not arguing. Abai is explaining that this is the Taich of the Pasuk, and Rav is saying the way we know that that's the Taich of the Pasuk is from the Gzeri Shava. But it's not something which is learned from the Gzeri Shava. That's what the Rambam means. And yet also, it's Midivei Isurim Min HaTorah V'Loi Midivei Seferim. And that's how he's teaching the Gemara in Krisus, Lailamdu HaKosav, not Lailamdu. When it's not we're learning it from the Gzeri Shava, the Pasuk through the Gzeri Shava is telling us that's what the Pasuk means. Now there's a big right to this because the Gemara increases this Amar Abaya Al Tzeir Shava Kal Binecha Shai Bita Echem Migufe Atar Vamdu Akasav Elam Tzeir Shava. Abaya is the one that didn't say Tzeir Shava. Abaya is the one that said if Yichayva Mas Bita Kol Shkei Bita Ayin Einshem In Adin Gilu Misal Balmahu. Why is Abaya saying I don't think Zeir Shava Kal Benecha, because this is Zeir Shava, when Abaye holds, you know, without the Zeir Shava. Taisus in Sanhedrin, that Abaye Vav asks his Kasha, doesn't say a Teretz. Some of Farshim wanted to say that after Rav said it, he was Chayzer, but that wouldn't seem with the Rambam. If you learn the Rambam, Paschim is like Abaye. And there are other possibilities, but here it's very good. It goes together. Abaye is saying that there's a din of, that's goof what the Pasuk's saying. Rav is saying Gzeir Shava, but the Gzeir Shava is not a limit from the Gzeir Shava L'shita Sarama. The Gzeir Shava is telling you, this is the Taich in the Pasuk. And that's the Chayr, the Taich, that's the Chayr, what the Rambam's saying here in Sefer HaMitzvahs, that I saw in the Ruch official Brilau. See, there's an afkimina la'alacha, because the Rambam paskins, that if somebody is Baal his daughter, minisuasai, regular daughter, from a married wife, and his Baal his daughter, he says, Chayiv Shtayim. There's one Pasuk of Erves, Bas Bincha, Bas Bincha Leisigali, says Chayiv Altsnehat, and it was a Chayiv, it's Erves Yishubit Leisigali, he's Chayiv two different Chatois. And the Ravid says, no, he's not Chayiv Shtayim, because L'chayiv, the Ravid means that since it doesn't say Bincha, maybe by Bas Bincha he'd be Chayiv Shtayim. But since my bitcha doesn't say bitcha in the pasuk, you learn it now from Yishuvit, you learn it from Heina Heina. So since you learn it from Heina Heina, so that makes it into one shame. And that's what Achrayim say, the Rambam Lashidasa. The Rambam doesn't seem to be going with Rav, the Rambam seems to be going with Abaye. So according to Abaye, you don't learn it from Gzeir Shavas, and that's through from Sukkim, it's from Chiyuvim. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, Lefichach, Habal bitin usayasa chayev shtayim, shibitim shumayevis Yishuvita. He means to say like this, if the limit is from Bitai Minisuas, from Ashes, from Bas Ishtai, to Bitai, so it would be Chayiv Shtayim. But since you don't need the limit from Bas Ishtai, because the Pasuk doesn't have to say Bitcha like his Lashon is, it's Loi Zacher Bas, because it says Bas Abas. Isurim and Divetera. So it's two separate Psukim, it's two separate Chayuvim. So Achrayim saying the Chanami, the Rambam passes like Abaya. But Lefu was saying, the Rambam is saying it even in Rava. Rav is not saying the limits from the Gzeir Shava. The Gzeir Shava is teaching, and that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Now, Taisus here, meet the cave and ask him, Joshua Chavivalei, brings a Rashi, that we have two Pesukim. We have a Pasuk, Erves Bas Bincha, Bas Bitcha, and we have a Pasuk of Erves Ishu Ubita. So that's why we say like this. Erves Ishu Ubita means any time it's Bas Ishtai. Doesn't make a difference if it's Bita or not. The Rashi already says that in the Mishnah. If you're married to this girl's mother, whether she's your daughter or just your wife's daughter, it's the same thing. You all have Vasish, right? So what does it mean, Bita? Bita means Bita Minisuasai. Because Minisuasai, you know it already from Ishu. Bita Ligara from Vasish. So Taiz asks the following question. We mentioned this Gemara. The Gemara says like this. So the Gemara says, it says, "Ain li ala bas aviv shloi bas imay, ubas imay shloi bas aviv." How do you know bas aviv ubas imay? Teretz says the extra word achaisk in the beginning of the pasuk. What would have been? What could have said erves bas avicha bas imachol menes bas imenes chutz? Why does it say achaiska? It's an extra word to tell you achaiska. If it's both bas aviv and bas aim, so the Gemara says it's a kal v'chaimer. Echayim bas aviv shloi menaim, and echayim bas aim shloi menav. So Koshkin Basim and Basav. Koshkin is both Manav and Menaim. Teretz is Aim is here in Menadim. So fact Taisus, so why don't you say the same thing here? Erev's Ishu Bita is talking about when it's not his daughter. Are you going to say Koshkin when it's his daughter? But maybe if again, Erev's Ishu Bita means when it's not his daughter, when it's just her daughter, Basishtai. And we don't know when it is his daughter. It's just the Kal V'chaimer. And Aim is here in Menadim. So Zok Taisus, it's not the same. Because here, the Pasuk's talking about a chayse she'enim min av, u'min aim. Why? Because basavicha basimecha is mashma min av shloim min aim, u'min aim shloim min av. And like the Pasuk's mefarish, meledes bayis and meledes chutz. What does the word meledes bayis mean? So he brings the targum, delida min avach min itas achri, u'min imach l'gvar achri. Meledes bayis means that she's the son of your father from a different woman, and meledes chutz means, I mean, she's the daughter of your mother from a different man. So the pasuk is mashma, basav shloi basimai, and basim shloi basavit. Mashayin kain, b'chlal ishu bita v'shapet bas shehi bas ishtai. And he brings in also imai, which is eshes aviv, is b'chlal eshes aviv. And somehow, taisa shtikul mashma, Shall in how to read the pasuk. When you read the pasuk, Vasavicha Vasimecha, particularly with the pirush of the pasuk Meledes Bayis and Meledes Chutz, Vasavicha means Shalei Vasimai, and Vasimai means Shalei Vasaviv. So Mela, how would you know Vasim Vasaviv? You'd have to have a Kal V'chaymer. Mashiach, when you read the pasuk Ishu Vita, there's no mashmois that she's not your daughter. She's your wife's daughter. Who then if she's your daughter? And the same thing with Eishes Aviv, there's no mashmois that she's not your mother. Then the shaila is, how b'chal do we understand? If Basa Vicha is Aser, so the fact that she's Basi Mecha, she happens to be Basa Vicha, why would you need a Kal V'chaymer for that? Every Basa Vicha u Basi Mecha is a Basa Vicha. It's just so not mistabra that Basa Vicha means but b'tnai that she's not Basi Mecha. Which state is Azach? And if that's what it means, so then, how could you say a Kal V'chaymer? The pasuk's lahedim emayin it. So what's Pashi Pshat that when it says Basavicha, we don't know if it's both. Every time it's both, it's B'chal Masayimana, it happens to be Basavicha. So I think the word is like this. If there would be an Issa called Basavicha, so then the fact that it's Basimecha is not taken away from the fact that it's Basavicha. She happens to be Basavicha. So Basimecha, you wouldn't need a Kal V'chaymer. It's Basavicha, it is. So what it's also Basimecha? Why would that be Megareya B'chalal? The Torah says there's no Issa Basavicha. The Issa is called Achaisei. Achaisei is a shame kurva by itself. There's no Issa of your mother's daughter. The Issa is your sister. Now what's a sister? The three types of sisters. There's a sister Min'av V'loy Min'aim. There's a sister Min'aim V'loy Min'av. And there's a sister both. So in the Pasuk Shtel Zavek, two sisters, Min'av V'loy Min'aim, Min'aim V'loy Min'av. So these are the sisters, right? We call them in English a half-sister. The Torah says, you can't be brother, your half-sister. Whether it's the maternal half-sister or paternal half-sister. But that's what the Torah says. Okay? So if it's both, she's not a half-sister. Elam, I have a Kal V'chaymer. Because it would seem that a full sister is more of a Karev than a half-sister. So that the answer is, an ancient Menadin. Right? And that's what we said over from the Rashi, that Bita and Bas Bita might be different, because there, the whole Bas Bita is coming from Bita. But here, it's three different cases. Seemingly, the case of the full sister is more Karev. But it's not the Pshat that she's a half-sister plus. No. It's a different thing. If the Issa would be Bas Aviv, so she is Bas Aviv. What's the difference that she's also Bas Imai? You don't need a Kal V'chaymer. There's no Issa Bas Aviv. The Issa is a form of a Chayse called Bas Aviv. A half-sister. And you have another half-sister. So Mela, you don't have the full sister in the Pasuk. You need a Kal V'chaymer and Enshim and Adin. Mashenki and Bas Ishtai, the Issa L'chayre is, she's your wife's daughter. Not the Pshat that your wife's daughter is a hechatimsef a relative for you. She's not related to you. She's related to your wife. So your wife's relatives are Aser. And now there's another Iser. Your relative. Your daughter. If it's both, it's still the wife's daughter. Just because it's your daughter, you still have the tam of the wife's daughter. Now I'm not sure this is what Taisus means, because Taisus seems to be Meirich, that Bas Avu Bas Imai seems to be exclusive as opposed to Bas Ishtai. But I still think you need this chilek. You need at least this vart, that if the Issa is Bas Aviv, then it can't be that because it's Bas Imai, it's not Bas Aviv. It is Bas Aviv. The Issa is a Chaysai. Bas Aviv is a Hechatimsa. So then you could say that when it's both, it's a different Hechatimsa. Alright, that's better. Now Taisus goes on. He discusses what's the din of Manabas Ishtai, which is Nichnas L'chub of Alei Nivola. Now there's a pasuk says, Eves Ishu Ubita Lei Segala, which sounds like the only Isser is when you Megala both, when you boil on both. But let's say you married Isha, never would boil her, and now you boil her daughter. So it wasn't Eves Ishu Ubita Lei Segala. You wouldn't boil both. But Taisus says, he's still chayiv. Why? It says Eves Ishu Ubita Lei Segala. It sounds like both. But this is sorry, it's not totally in Bia. Why? Because you see that you need to be married to the Isha. Because Basa Nusase, which is not your daughter, let's say you boil a woman and you boil her daughter, you never married her, and the daughter is not your daughter, only her daughter, is Mutter. So you see, you need the Kedushin. It's no svarah to say you need both. Both the Kedushin and a Bia. Now, every issue be to can be one of two things. Either when you're married to a woman, it's asa to the daughter. Or it's asa to be bail, or when you bail the woman, it's asa to a daughter. But to say you need both, Zach Taisus is no svarah for that. Now, there's two nidainim here. Taisus is discussing the issur of Bas Ishtai, that only when you bail the mother, or even by nechnas l'chob of lay nifala. There's another discussion, because Taisus says, what about if there was just Kedushin? The Mashmais of Taisus is, if there's just Kedushin, is taka no esubitai, no esubasishtai. And our Achreinim had learned Taisus that way, Lamaisa. The Shara Melech and the Rambam, in the Sefer Chupas Chasanim, he has a Kuntras Chupas Chasanim written in the Shara Melech at the end of Hilchas Isha, Sivches. He says, Shitas Taisus is, when you mekadesh an isha, you mutter to a daughter. It's just when you marry her, nichnas l'chuppa, but then it's aser. The Beis Meir of Ezra Siman does Rav holds away in the Aruch Lener here, and then Mrs. Taisus Shanim on the Gilyan Taisus Shanim sounds that way very much, because when he brings Taisus Shanim, when he brings Rashi's drasha, how do we know you have to be married to the woman in order to ask the daughter? Maybe Eris Ishu beat the Leis Segala means even when you're not married to her, just by being bail her. So Tais Rashi says, because Isha is Lashon of Ishus. Otherwise we'd say Emu Bas. Isha is the Lashon of Ishus. Eves Isha means your wife, not just the woman that you bail. And Tais brings the Gemara in later in Eisen Al-Anusa, which is a different time, because it says She'er. She's not related to you. If you just will bail her mother, she's not related to you. She'er means a relative. So Tais Shanim says, if it's Ishus, that would mean Kedushin. But She'er, he says, means Nisuin, even without Bia. That's what Taisus Shanim is mashma very stark. Like we said, three Achreinim Mamish, Shara Melech, the Beis Meir, the Aruch Lener, learned this way in Taisus. Now the Rambam, Helz Yisur Bia, Perek Beis, Loch HaZayin, says, Kevin Shekidish Adam Isha, Nesa Bevav Graves. When someone's Mekadish and Isha, he right away becomes Asher Nisa Erva on six relatives, her mother, her grandmother, her daughter, her granddaughter, her sister, right? It sounds like the Asher right away by the Kedushin. But the Ag Dalei Achreinim, the Maisa Chayshev on the Shara Melech, and the Piskei Tshuva, and Evan Ezra Siman Tezvav Sif Yud Gimel, and Rav Chaim Meis has a Tshuva on it, Chelek Alef Simeon Alef, also Rav Meisha Feinstein, Igris Meisha, Evan Ezra Chelek Alef Simeon Lamedal. They bring this so many rayas all over Shas, that the Kedushin alone makes her an Erva. They can't understand that there's any Havimin to say that you need the Suin. And if you just have Kedushin on Isha, the daughter is not an erva, only with nisuin. And then nafka and taisis, nichnas chuba and nivul is life. Nafka, who would then, if there was no chub altogether, the kedushin alone would make an erva. Now, chayinim bin kama v'kamarais, one of them is the Gemara in Kedushin, that says if someone's mekadesh ishu bita, they're not chal. Why? Because it's a kedushin shem esurim lubia. Gemara says, kol she'ena b'zeh hazeh, filu v'asach ha'sena. The Gemara says, mekadesh ishu bita together, so since you can't be Mekadosh Ishu Bita B'Zechazes, you can't be Mekadosh B'Zechazes. That's the Gemara in Kedushin. So you see, you can't be Mekadosh B'Zechazes. Other Raya, Kama Raya is that when you're Mekadosh an Isha, you become Asa to a daughter. You don't need the soup. The only thing I thought was, is that Taisus doesn't seem completely convinced that you don't need a Bia. Nira Livi, he says, doesn't bring any Rayas. I saw someone with Tzayin Rebbe Kivegan, there's Rebbe Kivegan Tshuva, Sim Kuf Kapal, from the middle of the Tshuva, he clears to say, and to explain to Rashi, that Cheetah's Rashi is, that you're not Chayiv and Masishta without a Bia. Taka like you need a Bia both. And he says, Taisus is Mesupik about it, he says in Svara that you are, but it wasn't 100% clear. If you're going to tell me that the Kamarayim of all over Shas, that when you're Mekadosh and Isha, the Bas is also, so certainly you don't need a Bia. If Taisus cleared you even need a Bia, and doesn't bring any Rayas, he just says a Svara, that would sound like that the Rayas, that the Kedushin alone with Asa aren't Mukhrich Lefi Taisus. It's Arach Bihav Vizeh. Maisa the Snifel talks about it. He says it could be you could learn that even if she doesn't have an Issa Erva when you Mekadosh the Isha until there's a Nisuin, but still the Kedushin won't be Taifus. Because since the Nisuin won't work, that will make the Kedushin not Taifus. He's Mayrich about it. Now, Kapanim, it is an Eden. There's some Achreinu that Neman, it's Mamish a mistake. It's Pasha, and this is what the Rambam says, that when you Mekadosh an Isha, even without Nisuin, there's an Issa of Basishtei, there's an Erev of Basishtei. But the Achrayim that learn it in Taisis, they need Dafka Nesu'in. Now let's go back a little bit, another sugya. The Gemara is discussing, why does it say Petrus? Why does it say Eishreis? And the Gemara says that Eishreis maybe would only be Asa Liyavim, but you could be Chaylitz. And the Gemara says, let it say Asuris Lachlitz. The Gemara discusses it. And like we mentioned before, the Gemara's teretz was that if it would say Eishreis, you would think that's even not B'maka Mitzvah. Since it's only B'maka Mitzvah, that's why it says Petrus. And Rashi says, even not B'maka Mitzvah means, even when a non-relative marries somebody's daughter and has another wife, and that other wife would be Asatim, so they'd say that it would be Mutter. But that's why it says Petrus. Rashi's Lashon is, D'itana Eishreis, Mashvisha Basis Reis, the Bas Asers her to take. So then that would, of course, would apply Shalei B'maka Mitzvah also, B'kal V'chaymer. But Petrus doesn't say there's any Isser of the Tzara. The Bas Patish from Yibam. Why is it Asr? I'll say Shisach Sheish Labanim. L'chari, you see the Lashon of Rashi refers not like the Brisker Rav, not like a Chaymim that trying to say that Tzara's Erva is an Isser. Rashi L'chari is coming Lafuke that there is no Isser called Tzara's Erva. The Isser is Merinisht, that there's a Ptur, and the Melech is Asr only on Shisach, not on any other Isser. That's what L'chari Taisa says, came to Maka Mitzvah that Sirit Tzara. Al-Gabana, so the Gemara wanted to know, why does it say Minachalitza Menibim? Why don't you say Menibim? You have a Ptur Yibim. So Gemara says, if it only say Menibim, you would think you're part of a Yibim, but you do have to do Chalitza. Kamash Malan, Kol Eil Yibim Eil Chalitza, Chosh Ein Eil Yibim Eil Chalitza. If it only say a Ptur Yibim, you think you do Chalitza. Kamash Malan, you don't say that, because Kol Eil Yibim Eil Chalitza, Chosh Ein Eil Chalitza. So Rashi says, that Kamash Malan, that since you're part of a Zikas Yibim, turn Min Chalitza. The Chol Eil Zikas Yibim, whenever the Gemara would say Chaletz Lemisibenis, it's because of a suffix, because any time there's a Ptur Yibam, there has to be a Ptur Chalitza. So Rabbi Fagin, the Gili Nishas, says, Ayin Lekamandav Chafalafim Aleph, it's Sarachi Yingsas. So what does Rabbi Fagin mean? The Gemara there says like this, Chayvi Lavin, if let's say someone's married to Mamzeris and dies, and the Mamzeris is now a Neifel Yibam to his brother, that's a Kasher, or the other way. Someone's married to a Kasher, and his brother is a Mamzer, and the Kasher is Neifel to the Mamzer. All these cases, Chai V'Lavin, Amayim Le'avi Mitzri Adaymi, Chai Lavin of Kuna, Purusha Chalutza of Kuna, whatever the case may be. So all these cases, we have Chai V'Lavin. So the Gemara says, it's Galatzis V'Loy Mitzri Adaymis. And the Gemara starts off, how do you know it's Loi Mesir Demis? Because you learn it from the Pasuk of Yevimtei, which tells you also Yevimtei Asherah. Why say Yevimtei? To teach you, there's the Yevama, which is not Eil Yim, but Eil Chalitza, Chai V'Lachin. Maybe Chai V'Krisis. No, Chai V'Krisis, you'll know, this says in Moyach B'Tzish L'Kachas is Yevimtei, Ha'chafetz Mi'abin, Kol Eil Yim Eil Chalitza, Chashen Le'en Eil Chalitza. And how do you know which one's Chai V'Krisis, which one's Chai V'Lachin? Gemara says it depends if it's toughest kedushin. That's the Gemara Nefchav. So Chayit Shver, why does Rashi say the only time it's Chalitza Misibemis is because of a suffix? You see the Chayit Lavin, it's Chalitza Misibemis, but Teres Vadei. Now the emphasis, the Gemara switches. The Gemara in the beginning held that the Pasuk is teaching you that you don't say a Seder Chalitza say. And that's why it's Chalitza. The Gemara in the end holds that you really do say a Seder Chalitza say. It's Min Arabban and it's Asr. But at least by Chayve Lavin Va'aseh, when you have both the Lavin Va'aseh, like Amanu L'Kayin Gadol, so then, you anyway can't say Seder Chalitza, say Ena Seder Chalitza Va'aseh, so why do you have Chalitza? The Chayif in this Pasuk, from Yivimtai. So sometimes you have a din of Kol Eil Yemel Chalitza, that's by Chayve Krisis, where it's late Tafsi Kedushin, and sometimes you say that you need Chalitza, even though there's no Yibam, and that's when it's Tafsi Kedushin. So what's Rashi saying? The only time Chazim is Memes Mishim Sveik is Psepela. So Shmuel Rozovsky and Reb Nachum, they both want a taina that there's a chilek. Rashi says in Lashon Kala El Lezikas Yibam El Lezikas Chalitza. Why doesn't just say like the Gemara El Yibam? The Chol Shein El Lezikas Yibam Turmin Chalitza. That if the pshat is there really is a chiyav Yibam. Now she happens to have a zaitigis, so she's a chayv Lavin Vasei. So that's not called. Ain't I leave him? That's I leave him. There is a Zikas Yibam. You ground the cat to him because of the Yisr. That's not going to make a p'tur chalitza. By erva, there's a chiddush of the pasuk that it's not the pshat that really she's neifel liibum, but you have the issa erva which prevents the ibum. No, the issa erva says it's bechlal lo ibum. That's what we learn now from achlis isha from Malal, that there's bechlal lo ibum, that there's no zikis ibum. And the mele we say when there's no zikis ibum, there's no chalitza. So whenever you find the case of chalitzas loymus yabemis, if the loymus yabemis means there's no zikis ibum bechlal, that would only be by sveika. So if Shmuel says like this, here's a Rashi, two places. Rashi in Avyunim and Beis, the Maskel v'chayim v'lam and echalitza v'yibim denu. And also Rashi in Afrafa Menal, the Maskel Gusha v'chalutza, that he explains, you know why chayim v'lavin are chayim v'chalitza? He says, because he can't learn from Achisisha to chayim v'lavin. Achisisha is an erva, and chayim v'lzdein akaris. So he can't learn out to chayim v'lavin, which is not an erva. So both places he says, the reason why Chai Ve'lav and Nichalitza is because he can't learn from Achis Isha. We'll have to see the sigyas going forward, but L'char is a plea. The Gemara by Achis Isha is telling you there's a P'tur Tzara, a P'tur Ervud, that's the whole Gemara we're going to be learning, why I need a P'tur Ervud, what happened to Enes Ed L'Achis Isha Ish B'Karis, but that's what you learn from Achis Isha. But it doesn't say anywhere in the Pasuk of Achis Isha of P'tur Chalitza. How do you know a P'tur Chalitza? We told you over the Gemara in that Tov. It says in Le'achmas Yisrael Kafes is a vimtei. Kol oil liyim oil lechalitza. Kol she'ein oil liyim in oil lechalitza. And not liyim lechasisha. That's a pasuk in the parasha of Yibum. How do we know it's bechayv v'krisus and not bechayv v'lavin? So from the first Gemara you see, because you have one pasuk bechayv v'krisus, one pasuk saying kol oil liyim oil lechalitza, one pasuk saying that no, that you are oil lechalitza even though you're not oil liyim. So Mela, my rois, that whenever it is loy tafsiba kedushin, then you say kol shein eli mei lechalitza. Whenever it's tafsiba kedushin, then we say it's chalitza even though there's no yibum. So what's that with the chesisha? The teretz is no. The maskana sagamara is one pasuk. Kol eli even mei lechalitza kol shein eli lechalitza. So why is chayv elam mesayil lechalitza? Rashi said because there's no p'tur yibum. Because where did the p'tur yibum come from? Stam the Isser doesn't bother from Yibum. Where did the Yibum come from? The din of Achis Isha. It all comes from Achis Isha. If not from Achis Isha, so then there's no Ptur Yibum, so Mela. She is not Yibum. This is Aitik Yikum. That's the Chayit of Shat and the Sugya. We'll have to see more. Beis Hashem will speak more as the Sugyas go on. This is the insight that Lamaskanis HaGemara, the Chilik between Chay V'Lam and Chay V'Krisus is not the Tafsi B'Kedushin. The Chulti Chayv Lam and Chayv Krisus is Chayv Krisus has a Ptur. And where's the Ptur now from? From Achis Isha. Chayv Lam doesn't have a Ptur. Has an Ikuv. Kol She'ein Oil Lezikas Yibum. If there's no Chiv, there's a Ptur, then it's not Oil Lechalitza. But Chayv Lam and say they have an Ikuv. The male, they are Oil Yibum, and that's why they're Oil Lechalitza.